Alberto Lagarde opened the Monday morning press conference at the Creighton Day Labor Center by framing the issue.
Hoy queremos aprovechar la oportunidad.
We're here today because Governor Brown signed AB 60, which will allow immigrants access to driver's licenses in 2015. However, we find ourselves in January of 2014, almost 360 plus days away from having access to these driver's licenses.
In the meantime, drivers who cannot get licenses remain at risk for getting stopped, getting tickets, and worse, having their cars confiscated on the spot. Juana Gutierrez knows what that's like.
A few years ago, I went through a checkpoint and I had my car taken from me. I was left on the street with my two kids and my daughter, who was only a few months old. And I felt really bad when I had my car taken away from me because I need it in order to go to work and be able to pick up my kids and groceries. And I remember shaking and had somewhat of a depression after that. So I had a lot of fear when I was stopped by the police because you start thinking about a lot of other things. Like having to go to court. You don't know what can happen. And there's a lot of uncertainty behind that.
Gutierrez and Lagarde were among the speakers on hand to kick off the center's Just Driving campaign, which calls for a cessation of vehicle impounds for the rest of this year. Such a policy is already informally in place in the nearby city of Sebastopol. But Mayor Robert Jacobs says they will make that position stronger through a formal resolution to be adopted next week.
They will use their discretion when considering impounding vehicles of undocumented drivers. The Sebastopol City Council will make an effort to work with the Creighton Day Labor Center to do driving education and also education on how undocumented citizens can move forward with obtaining their California driver's license and getting properly covered insurance for their vehicle.
Jesus Guzman, program manager and lead organizer at the Creighton Day Labor Center, says these temporary protections can have a huge benefit for their workers.
Take into account that somebody makes less than $15,000 a year, get your car impounded, that's $2,500. I mean, that's a huge part of your annual budget right there. For lack of a driver's license that we're going to have access to in a matter of a few months, this is an unjust and undue burden that, in keeping with the spirit of the law, is going to be a huge impact to our folks.
Sebastopol Mayor Jacob adds that his resolution also commits his city to helping members of the center be ready to get their licenses as soon as the law allows.
Education takes months to get your driver's license in the state of California. So starting that education early, educating undocumented residents on how to obtain their license expediently will make our roads safer and decrease people who are driving without a license.
In the question period that closed the press conference, one worker worried that the new law might be changed or rescinded before it could take effect. Miguel Gavilan Molina, a Spanish language reporter and producer from KPFA, answered that changing demographics now offer new protections.
30 years ago, Jerry Brown said, "Hey, the brown giant is awakening and I want to be in the sun with you." Now the brown giant is awake. Every year now, there's going to be 1 million new Latino voters coming into the mix across the country. It's a huge population. So I see nothing but positive outcome for the future.
Meanwhile, says Guzman, they will next seek similar policies of impound restraint from Santa Rosa and the Sonoma County Sheriff. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.